David was went to Canada, that's right, and he was 21 while he was over there. So we missed having a nice 21st party for him.
And did he enjoy Canada?
Oh, he loved it, yes. I think that was sort of the start of him being sort of weaned away from Cheshire and Knutsford. He got this wanderlust, definitely. And if you can't have a wanderlust while you're young, when can you?
So did that make it hard for him to settle when he came back?
Yes, it would do, really. It would. Yes.
And did the girls do anything in the nursery? Did they work in the nursery or train in horticulture?
No. But Sue, who became a nurse, she's often said she wished that she and Jane has said the same thing. They wished they had been in the business. It could still be going. I mean, why shouldn't two women be running it? Even if David did finish up in Australia, the girls could have run it. And, if you could have your time again, you could do it the right way, couldn't you?
It's the gift of hindsight.
Yes.
Did the girls go travelling as well as David? Did they get a wanderlust?
Well, Jane never had a wanderlust. Isn't that strange? Must take after her father a bit. But Sue, as soon as she could, she was off to Australia. After she trained as a nurse and then and worked here a bit. But she went off with a friend, and they both. But she just loved being in Australia, and she was there for quite a time, and then she came back home again, and then. She's back there now, and that's where she lives.
So you've mentioned that you really enjoyed being at the nursery. What were the things you really liked best at the nursery?
You mean the living in the house, or are you talking about the
About
nurseries?
your life there, really.
Well, for a start, it's silly, isn't it, when you're growing up? I always wanted to live in the country, in an old house. And I had this pipe dream that I'd like a horse in a stable. And I got the horse in the stable, but it was a cart horse. Oh dear.
And you said you used to paint in the breakfast room.
Yes.
Did that overlook the garden?
It was the nurseries was lovely. It had a little sort of courtyard at the back, and then there was what we called. Well, it was my what they we call a wash house. I had the washing machine there and whatnot. But it was like a small house just opposite. We had this courtyard in between, and it was lovely. It was a very sheltered sort of spot. And then we had garden all the way round in different sort of one was a lawn, one was more like a small apple orchard with a vegetable patch there. And then another bit of a lawn at the side. It was very nice, interesting. Interesting to look after.
So did you grow most of your own vegetables?
No, I wasn't a great vegetable grower, no. But we had raspberries. My husband loved raspberries, so we were growing raspberries. No, I wasn't into vegetables. I had all that land I could have used, but I didn't.
Did you have fruit trees as well?
There were a few apple trees, yes. Yes.
And what about, were there any plums or anything like that?
No plums, no. I remember we had, yes, there were nice little apple trees. I remember, we had the customers roving all around the place, around the nurseries, and I remember going down the drive towards my car and surprising two little boys who were taking the apples from the tree. And they ran off when they saw me. But I said, come back and have an apple. But they were scared.
So when did you find the time to paint?
Oh, well, you make time for what you want to do, don't you? And I mean, the family was off my hands then. So I had all the time in the world to paint. I must have probably gone to the local school for lessons. And we started with a portrait. And then it just evolved.
And you've mentioned some of the changes in the nursery with the greenhouses. Do you remember it towards the end of the time you were there? Do you remember the business of it closing?
No, I would be here then, so I wouldn't have the sadness of it, seeing it close. That must have been hard on my husband, mustn't it? Must have been. And Don. But I keep in, I keep in. You've spoken to Frank Passant, have you?
Not
Oh, you
yet.
must. He was great. Yes, we keep in touch.
And what did Frank do
Well,
in the nursery?
he was our sort of manager. He was looking after the office, and he was great. They were all good workers.
So did you see quite a lot of him because he was in the office or?
No, they kept to one side, and I was in the other. I mean, I did like my privacy. It's a bit difficult living on a business because it's nice to be private when it's your home. But I was used to people coming in. Sometimes I got a bit fed up with it, but mostly it was private.
And what were the things that you liked least about actually living on the job?
Well, I suppose there's always the telephone. People didn't mind ringing out of ours. But I think we managed to have a fairly private life, considering. I can't say there was anything in retrospect that I disliked intensely, because there wasn't.
But you said that with Bill, the business always came first,
Oh, yes.
and you ex but you accepted that.
I had to accept it, yes. If I could have my time again, I would have liked to have worked in the business, and then I would have had a little bit more understanding that the business had to come first.
And was there ever a time when, although you'd planned a holiday, when the business intervened and you couldn't go?
No, that didn't happen.
So you always got your
Yes.
holiday
Yes,
and.
and we weren't going abroad. I mean, we were only going off to Anglesey. You could get back 3 hours, you were back home again, if necessary, in the telephone, you know.
So are there any other memories of the nursery that we haven't touched on that you would like to
Well, I
recall?
think I told you last time you came about we were sitting down for Christmas lunch, and these two people came to the front door and asked for a bunch of parsley. We couldn't believe it. I wonder if they did it as a joke. But our dining room was situated so that they must have seen us all round the table, and yet they came to the front door and asked for a bunch of parsley.
And who answered the door?
Probably Bill.
And what was his reaction?
Don't know, but he would be a bit taken aback. Well, they didn't get their bunch of parsley anyway.
But did people often call like that?
No, this was quite a one-off thing, and I do remember it because it happened to be Christmas time. Maybe they'd had one drink too many, and perhaps they'd dared each other to go and ask for a bunch of parsley. I bet, well, Don wouldn't remember that because he wasn't with us. There used to be about 11 of us round the table then.
So was that your parents and?
Yes, Bill's aunt, who used to work in the business during the war, and whoever else was about, and another friend of mine, and Jane and Tom and the children. There's a lot of people.
So did you always used to be the hosts for Christmas for the
Yes,
family?
I loved doing it. Yes, I think I was a better cook then.
Well, you've been to college.
Yes, I know, but now I take shortcuts. I don't think there are shortcuts for good cooking.
And did you have any influence, so when you got to know about plants, did you have any influence over what was grown in the nursery?
Oh, no, no, it was separate. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been very interesting talking with you.
Well, I hope I've given you some detail.
Yes.
We've had a laugh anyway.
Yes, it's been really good.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I wish Mr. Wilson could have been here, but it'd be nice if you could have got Frank's voice.
We will. And if there's anybody else that you think of that you remember,
yes,
and you think is still around, we'd be very pleased.
Yes, you mentioned George Sanderson, didn't you?
Yes.
Have you spoken to him?
One of my colleagues has.
Yes.
And he showed them a mug he had when the nursery celebrated its 200th anniversary.
Oh, right. Yes.
So he still has
that. Oh.
Do you remember the celebrations?
Oh, I do, yes. We had a marquee in the garden at the back. It was nice. It was a nice occasion.
So did you have a big meal?
Yes, we had an evening meal and an entertainment, musical entertainment. I can't remember what it was, but it was very pleasant.
Well, thank you.